Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night. It is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are here every Sunday night, either live or replay, with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. Jody and I met, for those people that might be kind of new and listening in, lots of years ago. It's been a while, and a friend of mine recommended that I speak to her, and when I did, I instantly knew, and I say this sincerely, that we would be working together for a super-duper long time. There was an energy about her. There was a funness about her. When we were having the conversation, just learning a little bit more about what she was working on, I just said, this gal's sharp. She's got a lot of things going on, and I'm going to have a hard time keeping up. Like, I'm usually the one that is the pace setter, but I'm like, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with Jody Bear. So we started working together, and then lots of great things happened. And if you listen to the previous radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. And when you're going to spell or send her a letter, there's a space in between J-O and D-E-E. And when you're doing a website, there's no spaces in websites. So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. And she got great websites as well, drjody.com, as well as others too. But as I build my long introduction, as I met with Jody, I also met the unbelievable, fun, and just incredible Mr. Bob Bear. So Bob Bear, just a cool dude, marine archaeologist, just like really cool. Like you always want, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but if you ever remember the movie, what was it? The one with Mary. Anyway, the guy said, listen, I'm only seeing you so I can get to Mary. There's a lot of people that work with Jody Bear so they can get to Bob Bear. He's just the coolest guy. So when you talk to Mr. Bob Bear, he was just great. Well, he passed away recently, and that's why we've been doing radio shows. And, of course, that's tough. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as we go through. But I have to share with you, one of my favorite people that I've ever had a chance to meet and speak with, who's so much fun, was Mr. Bob Bear. So may he rest in peace. Just a great man, just like a really cool guy. You got to meet Bob Bear. So he's written some cool books. You can find them, and Jody's probably going to tell you about that as well. But this is our first live radio show since Bob's passing, and I was on the celebration, if you will. I don't know what they call it, but it was like a Zoom meeting with lots of people on it, and it was really touching. And if you believe in spirits, you know Bob's still hanging around, probably visiting lots of times. I think he's visited me a couple of times because some weird things have been happening. And if Mr. Bob Bear had anything to do with saving my daughter, who was just recently in a rollover accident, Mr. Bob Bear, thank you. So I'm sure your hands were around her some way or another. But thank you, Mr. Bob Bear. So having said that, Jody Bear, you didn't even hear that story yet. We'll get into that maybe some other time. But having said that, Jody Bear, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. And it's really true. I think that's a really good place to start, a really great piece to start, because their spirit lives in you, and he's everywhere. And I just got to touch on that, what you said, because my secret to success was that people wanted to meet me, but they just wanted to hang around Bob. And that was the truth.
Oh, the movie was there. Hold on one second. The movie was There's Something About Mary. If you remember the movie, There's Something About Mary, the guy said, I was just seeing you because I can get to Mary. So that's what I remember.
And they just wanted to see, yes, and they wanted to see me to get to Bob. And this is why I have been on a personal hiatus due to the passing of my beloved Big Bob Bear, my Big Bear, as I call him. And I still will always call him this. You talk about a perfect life. His birth date was September 29. I want to start with this. He passed on September 29. He was born on July 29. 2 plus 9 is 11, and that's an angel number. He was an angel to me. And I will tell you, I just decided today to live my health message. For those of you that don't know me, I have been a health coach and holistic nutritionist for 47 years. I do what I practice, and I practice what I preach. But this has been a lesson in being his caregiver and bringing him back only to have things downturn the last 3 days that he was here on this earth. And everybody has a living date, a birth date, and a death date. And as my wonderful partner, teacher, trainer, and guru, Dr. Jim Maranaka said, you don't have control over that, Jody. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, the thing we have control over is right now. Now, you've heard me say, spelled backwards, is one. So let's get into that health message. And it, to me, it's so important. If you want to hear all about Bob Bear, I've written everywhere. On my Facebook page, which my personal page is Bear Robert Jody. I'm so glad that I put him before me. You can also see things. I'm going to be talking about grief and stress now for the holidays because, y'all, I have lived it. And you can like and follow my Facebook page, Dr. Jody Bear. Our brand name right now is Healthopedia. That's the parent company that I started as a joint venture partnership with Dr. Jim Maranakis, where we're publishing and doing events and strategies. But I will tell you this, living my health coaching through him, as I say in my quote, health is not something you do, but it's what you become along life's journey. We became closer than ever. We became that couple. Even though we had a really great marriage, I will say that best friend of 55 years, I told Dick McMonagle, who was our leadoff batter for our virtual tribute to Bob's life, he said, you guys had a good marriage. I said, actually, I'd say it was great. Our marriage was B+. And he goes, there's nothing wrong with B+. Bob always great at everything. But I'm giving Bob Bear an A+ on his life, especially as I'm going through this archaeological dig, finding things that I never even knew in this house. Amazing. Amazing man, just relishing every bit about this because, frankly, yes, my heart and soul is broken. However, after the heart breaking, there's a heart healing and a rainbow with looking at the six pillars of health and believing them. Just the servant leader that Bob was, his last conversation that we really had, and yes, from his asymptomatic ischemic stroke that he had, his brain was back. He was reading books in the bed. It was amazing. And he said to me, you know, Jody, weren't you supposed to have a book launch? This was the 24th of September. I said, yeah, baby. He says, well, why didn't you have it? He was always on my posterior. I'm going to use the nice word. He was always riding my posterior every step of the way. Why? Because he said, the reason I married you is that I wanted to give you a platform for your genius. Now, I don't know how much of a genius I am, but that's how much you love me. And he said to me, he said, back to this story about the book, he said, well, why didn't you do it? See, riding my behind. And I said, because I was waiting to get you well. He said, well, do you have a new date? And I said, yes, it's October 18th. Well, you better do it then. I'll be okay. Your ladies are counting on you because the Bears finished the job and we're totally professional, aren't we, Boo-Boo? You see, Big Bear, Boo-Boo Bear. That was one of his favorite names for me. But at that point, if I'm ever convinced that holistic practices work. There were 40 authors in our award-winning book, and we'll get into that another time, what happened. We ended up selling out of our books on Amazon in 3 hours because Bob Bear's spirit was in me. But check this out. It was amazing to think that we did it, but it was more amazing because that wasn't easy. Doing those things that you just have to push through and persevere and push on anyway. You know, those things that you say, do it now, but sometimes it's do it anyway. And if you don't be careful with you going through this grief and embracing stress, it's DOA, dead on arrival. That is my total message tonight about embracing stress. Death is the number one stressor in the world. It comes as everything, especially having and being married to your soulmate. But how do you do it? What do you do? I just decided I was going to be in my quote tonight. And Peter, we've done so many things together where it was the first on Building Fortunes Radio. Bob and I were married 14 years. We've been at this together 14 years. We've had that dual marriage. You've been with me this whole time, Peter. And it's those people that are there for a season, a reason, and a lifetime. I had a season. I know spiritually that I have a lifetime, which will be eternal life with Bob. No way. No way that we're disconnected at this point. But I will tell you that bit about his life and back to health. What did he do? Out of those 40 authors, y'all, ischemic stroke, memory loss. He rattled off 32 of the authors. I had one author say, I don't even think I could do that. That to me was a blessing. Bob Baer, absolutely what he did, pedaling his bike up at 11 years old and getting the bug for archaeology, went to Georgia Military Academy, went into Vietnam, a man who knew who he was, and he knew how to get it. So think, what are you going to get? Do you know who you are? You know who you are if you're listening to this radio show. How are you going to get what you need in the time of stress? Because holidays are stressful, no way about it. Well, Bob Baer knew how to get it, and he went to Vietnam and he got it. Two Purple Hearts and a Silver Star, and I'm happy to say when we have our live ceremony down at the ancient Spanish monastery, of which he watched his great uncle Harry rebuild according to the specifications of William Randolph Hearst down in North Miami at age 11. Bob Baer went ahead and did his Oxford dissertation on it and then made a best-selling book out of it that is permanently housed in the Library of Congress. He'll have full military honors. A man who knew who he was. He knew who he was. He knew how to get it. World-class lecturer, explorer. And I think I'm kind of moved that I think we may, Peter, do another show so I can really expand on the man who Bob Baer was. His world, being a world-class author of 7 books, as I'm doing the archaeological dig of the house finding treasure upon treasure, who knew I would find 4 more books that he's written. One of them will be published along with Passing It On, that he wrote for the Department of Defense, that every deployed man and woman would read about Islamic jihadism, the Islamic faith, and how the Muslims feel, especially in Afghanistan and Pakistan. This one will be as good as the rest, and it's going to take it up to the next level. Just found it last week. I'm just going to put it in an ad. All you've got to say, Robert H. Baer Books, because he liked to be under the radar and write his books well. Bob Baer, you're under the radar no longer, because you can find him, Robert H. Baer Books, and Passing It On, along with the accompaniment sequel, As Good as the Rest, will be out right after Thanksgiving. And the way he supported me, the way he adored his Jennifer and his grandsons, Mark and Jack. His nickname was Wiggly because of how he wiggled his ears at them and made them laugh. But I will tell you more than anything, and I will, that his impish side, his self-deprecating humor. Why is this important? Because when you think about someone you've lost, you think about coming into the holidays, they're going to be stressful. You're going to have anticipation of doing this and that. And is the turkey going to come out right? And la, 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 la. And just ask yourself, in the scheme of things, is it really that important? I know I am. I know I got us back into this house, even with things being less than optimal with Hurricane Ian and still having the tarp on our roof. And we were back for 4 days. I surprised him. It wasn't time to put up the full-blown Christmas tree, but I decorated a Christmas cactus, and everything was perfect. See, sometimes it's different. And I will say, ladies and gentlemen, it was one of our favorite holidays because we were just together. You see, the problem with grief is there's no owner's manual. There wasn't an owner's manual when I said I do to Bob Baer and said, oh, gee, this is how you become a widow one day. Are you serious? See, but there's gratitude in grief. And gratitude is really where it's out at. It's really that place of frequency. Bob, until his last breath, was listening to the 999 frequency in harmonic conversion music. It is so important to stay in that gratitude frequency. It opens up your heart. It opens up your lungs. It opens up your mind and every emotion. So you say, well, I'm going through some stress. I'm not sure about finances. Well, we're going to go through that after the commercial break. We're going to go through this not only to do it, but to be and to be embracing stress with the six pillars of health after this commercial break, Peter.
Excellent. So we're going to be right back. You're listening to Jody Baer. If you go back to buildingfortuneradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this and share this with other people. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Ringles here with Jody Baer. Jody, kick it off, and thanks for this great message.
Thank you. Embracing stress. Well, you know the pillars are spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, and social. So let's just break it down here. Spiritual. That transition in from this life to the next. I will be delivering this on another time on our radio show. I really think that this will be a great one to just tell and be, for me at least, because when you tell the story, and we are communicative people, it relays it, and the grief, gratitude and grief, it lifts. It really does lift, but do it in time. But you see, when I birthed my husband from this life into the next, now, your belief is your belief, whether you believe it or not, but Bob's spirit, because we were that connected and conjoined cellularly, his spirit was deposited in me. It was deposited in me. I felt it. I felt it with every fiber of my being, so much that the opportunities that are coming around now, that I will be featured in a docuseries. And the first documentary is The Frequency of Healing. There's healing when you go from this world to the next. I felt that. And I feel it every day. See, his spirit deposited in me allows me to be more, do more. And I know that we are a couple through eternity. And I get these glimpses, as Peter, you were saying that he kept that car from rolling over. I could go on and on spiritually like I never and probably won't watch the History Channel, Dr. Bob Baer being an archaeologist, because that's a memory with him and I. But I woke up one morning, the TV was on, and it was the History Channel. You can't make this stuff up. Little remembrances spiritually. You will see that loved one that has passed on or has gone on before you to, as I said with Bob, he's just ahead. He's ahead paving and doing a pre-archaeological dig to just pave those streets of gold, okay? We will be a couple through eternity. But that spiritual remembrance that his spirit was deposited in me, just get ready. The spiritual, the frequency of healing, I am honored to say with some of the greatest thought leaders in the world that I'm going to be featured in this documentary. We'll be filming this, finishing up in January. But you see, that mental, this is the next one, that gratitude. It really is that mental attitude. You know, Tiffany Haddish was in our The Essence of a Woman book, and she has this great song called Woman Up, 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 Up. And so it goes up, up to this, and you woman up. I used that song for the first 3 weeks after Bob's passing, that I just had a woman up because people were counting on me. I mean, emotionally, feel the emotion. I had my times today. I will feel the emotion. Feel it. Feel your stress. Embrace that stress. But when the grief comes, just have that emotional anchor. The best one that I know of, and you've heard me say so many of these same tricks and tools of the trade. You've heard me say it daily, but it truly is box breathing. So you breathe in for 4, 2, 3, 4, hold for 4, 2, 3, 4, exhale 2, 3, 4. But then when you're down in your perineum, you hold it for 3, 2, 3, 4, and you do that a grand total of 7 times. It's a divine number. And emotionally, you will be in a different state, which leads me into the physical. The physical exercise is paramount. Just like Tiffany Haddish starts up that song, and she said, you know, I'm staying in my bed with covers over my head, and she's talking to herself. It's a choice. And from the day of Bob's passing, I went and did the autonomic nervous system walk on the beach in Pompano Beach. Why? I didn't want to. I had to. Because physically, and why in the world I did this, except I'm just a health coach on a daily basis for 47 years, 30,000 clients. I guess I was my own client. Distilled water is a pH of 4, extremely acidic. You know that your pH should be 7 or above. 8 is optimal. Well, my pH was 4.5. Death does do something to you. And I made it an absolute promise to who? To me and me. I made that promise to me and me that I was going to go ahead and monitor my pH every single day, do my supplements physically, do my parasite cleanse, and what did I do to come up to the tribute for my big bear on Tuesday? I did a gallbladder cleanse, so the energy was flowing into me. That's where the 5 things, you can listen to, probably pick out at least 2 radio shows a year where I talk about the 5 elements, the 5, nutrition is there, meditation is there, physical exercise is there. You must have all things, but physiotherapy. I've made sure that I've had a massage every single week, acupuncture at least every other week, even when I was out hunting. And with that emotional, mental pause physically with those 3, I took time off. Now, we pushed through launching that book. That was not easy, but it was necessary because of what Bob Bear told me. You don't disappoint these ladies and bears finish the job, don't we, boo-boo? What was I going to say? He would have come down and kicked my behind. But I do have to just pause and say, when I say his spirit was in me. Now, we'd had this thing called Hurricane Milton. It had nothing to do with that. The internet in my office went out that morning when we were going to launch. That was his little trick with me, Peter, and audience. Just like he undoubtedly protected your daughter, he certainly, his spirit came in at me, and I can feel him every single day. I just talk to him. Nobody else is in the house. I might as well talk to something and someone. It's okay. Do you when you're stressed. Embrace you. Embrace that stress. So what did I do? I went upstairs to his internet router, and I thought, Big Bear, you just wanted to be a part of this book launch now, didn't you? And that he was. So when those things happen, just be patient. Be calm with yourself. There's probably a reason to it, with grace and ease. And financially, frankly, I was off the watch for 4 months. It's only temporary. just as in the spiritual and I believe, excuse me, the financial and mental pillar are together. Just think, you're coming on to your next million. Ladies, if you have something you haven't found, the life insurance policy, I've had a couple of financial unexpected things that have happened. Nobody prepares for death, and nobody gives you an owner's manual. It's only temporary. Embrace the stress and know that there's a way and a workaround. All you have to do is ask. But I can say that newness that will come to new and unexpected opportunities. Who knew that our Healthopedia and Women's Essence authors will be featured in February on an individual banner on Times Square? Who knew that Princess Meridian would ask me, and say, would you be my keynote speaker for the Ambassador Peace Awards at the, it's not at Shoney's or Denny's, and there's nothing wrong with it because I love their buffets, but at the real frickin' UN. She's asked me to be the keynote speaker. But what's so lovely is when she read what Bob had done, because Princess Meridian is Muslim, and she read what Bob Baer did for those 8 years with Islamic jihadists, because Muslim faith-based people are peaceful. And she said, would you like to, absolutely, during the Ambassador of Peace Award, would you like to accept an award for Bob Baer, your husband, posthumously? And he's going to be awarded an Ambassador Peace Award from the UN. Pretty cool, because their spirits live on. Their spirits live on. That's just the way it goes. But I'm going to pause here for a minute, because it just wasn't, I forgot that I was remiss during the health coach thing, because when my pH was 4.5, like distilled water, I'm going, whoa, you pull out your tricks, but you pull out nutrition as well. You pull out Dr. Jen's and my energy bites. You can order them online, drjody.com. And yes, I am doing an ad for some of the undoubtedly the finest supplements, professional grade around. I took enough phycodine twice a day to get my flora and fauna from all, to bring the alkalinity back. And I did enough wheatgrass to go through one bottle in 2 weeks. It usually is a 60-day supply. It's okay. You eat alkaline and you make sure that you do, and I have done this. I've added an extra meditation during the day, first thing in the morning. Why? Because I was listening to my body. No one says you've got to push through. Now, I had to push through a little bit to get through what I wanted to honor my husband, because it really was our book. But then pause. What they say when somebody's on fire, stop, drop, and roll. That's what stress is. Embrace it, acknowledge it, put a blanket on yourself, stop, drop, roll, and pause. But socially, this is so important, because you might have people around you during the holiday that you really don't like. Guess what? You can put up your boundary. I love what Jamie Kerr said in our Healthopedia book. I am not responsible for the whole world, only my part in it. Decide where you end and they begin. And surround yourself with people who support and elevate you at this time. I'm so blessed to say that even women in our book, Women's Essence, that I didn't know really well, have come to the plate, have been there for me. And as I've stopped, dropped, and rolled, if you pause and you're patient with grace and ease, the right people will come to you at that stressful time, and you won't push and push and push so that you miss the blessing of just being just enough, so that the new P is patience. And of course, during these holidays, just give yourself a safe space. It doesn't mean you've got to do it the way you always did and push on. Now, this one is just for you. And I'm saying this just for me. Oh, I remember the memories. I remember them every single day. But I know when I've had enough, I pause and I stop, drop, and roll. And creating new experiences. That's what my friends and I are doing for Thanksgiving this year. But do it and give yourself the blessing with pace. Be patient and do it with grace and ease. Nobody's in a hurry. Nobody's in a rush, because you will see the blessing before you. You will see your loved one, as I'm talking about gratitude and grief, the number one stressor, and embracing it as I have. I would say after October 18th, I completed with my Essence of a Woman, Women. And then I took 2 weeks. I was just up Colorado Mountains, just me and me. I needed to be by myself. I needed to put together some things for Bob's estate, and I didn't want the distraction of being right here. Kind of like being here during the holiday. It's going to be a different holiday for my eldest son and my 3 grandchildren. It will be different. Different is good. Embrace the new. Remember the old. Embrace the new. And I needed that time to think, because there is a new solo book coming out in January. And it is not out in January. I'm going to be starting writing it. But my bad. But who knows? It's going to flow right off the pen. And the name is, This is How You Treat Your Partner Beyond the Relationship. Because that's the book that Bob gave me these last 2 months that I was with him, with Intimacy Unbounded. But as one of these songs that Bob heard me sing by Brittany Houston, and from The Bodyguard, and I will always love you. Yes, I will. Guess what? As I sing that, just that little bit, I will always love me first, because Bob Bear has dropped in me. I will always love myself more. We had a pet thing. I would say to him, at night, if you were couples and I would say, I love you, Bob Bear. And he would say, just annoyed. Why do you always have to call me by both names? I said, because Bob Bear, there's only one Bob Bear. So there's only one marriage. There's only one you. Take care of you. But then he would come back and say, I love you more. Those are his last words to me. When I said, I love you, Bob Bear. I love you, Bob Bear. And he said, I love you more. So that was his mandate to me, that I love me more first. So if you're embracing stress, whether it's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, or socially, just love yourself more. Just, you know, you will pass through this. What you're going through, as Les Brown says, you will get through. Do it with patience. Pace yourself. Grace and ease. And of course, I always have to have, Peter, an acrostic. What is gratitude? It is grace with resolve and an attitude of today is the day. Inspiration, but introspection, remembering that loved one, remembering those times, but know that trust yourself that there's more in store. You know, it's 2025. You're going to be alive and strive and thrive in 2025. And you is just for you. Know that there's the divine in each of us, and that one that has passed, we remember the memory, and we know that they're divinely inspired in us, with us, in every way and every day. Back to you, Peter.
What a great message, and I'm looking forward to hearing this over and over and over again during the course of the rest of 2024 and into 2025. So I'm going to say, Jody, thanks for being here. Bob Bear is a great man. We certainly loved hearing from him whenever he was in the background or you referenced him before, and he's always going to be around, so we know that spirit is always going to be around. And Jody, I know that it was tough for you at the beginning. It's still tough, I'm sure, now, but you're working your way through it, and we really appreciate the health benefits that you're helping to add with stress, because holidays are tough, especially when you lost a loved one. So I really appreciate you being here. So check her out. She's got great books. Check out the previous radio shows. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and God
Peter,
bless the rest of peace.
Peter,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, good, but I've got to do this, because guess what? as Bob Bear would say, he always said, why do you say this, chow for now? It's such a dweeby thing. But he said, people like your dweeb, and they like your vibe. So you know how we're going to end this? Until next time, and until we see you again, Bob Bear, chow for now.
There we go.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.